When you study Scripture, you find many examples of believers who dared to trust God so completely that they lived courageously. They dared to be faithful to God and live boldly for Him. Hi, I'm Chris Montgomery, Senior Pastor at Fraser Church. Welcome to Fraser 365. Thank you for joining us as we examine some of the most faithful and courageous heroes of Scripture. We hope this study challenges you to live boldly for Christ today.
Welcome to Day 9 of Dare to Be. Today's devotion is titled, As the Lord Told Him. Thomas Brooks once wrote, "He who obeys sincerely endeavors to obey thoroughly." Our text for today is from Genesis chapter 12, verses 4 through 6. So Abram went, as the Lord had told him, and Lot went with him. Abram was 75 years old when he departed from Haran. And Abram took Sarai, his wife, and Lot, his brother's son, and all their possessions that they had gathered, and the people that they had acquired in Haran, and they set out to go to the land of Canaan. When they came to the land of Canaan, Abram passed through the land to the place at Shechem, to the oak of Moreh. At that time, the Canaanites were in the land. After God's radical call in Genesis chapter 12, verses 1 through 3, Scripture states, "So Abram went, as the Lord had told him." Nowhere in Scripture does it say that Abram questioned God. As far as we know, he didn't dialogue, discuss, or debate it. He simply obeyed as the Lord had told him. The Holman Bible Dictionary gives this definition for obedience: to hear God's word and act accordingly. Abram took God at his word and obeyed. Too many times we want God to answer all our questions before we obey him. Yet God desires for us to trust him and his will for our lives. Obedience requires complete surrender and total trust. Any parent knows the last words they ever thought they would say to their children were, "Because I said so." As children, no one ever liked that answer when they questioned the commands of their parents. I know I didn't. I wanted a reason behind what they were telling me to do. I felt like they owed that to me, especially if they told me to do something that didn't make logical sense. Yet, I found myself saying the same thing to my children. I wanted them to trust me and simply obey. If our children know we love them and have good plans for them, shouldn't they be willing to obey without having a reason why? Our Heavenly Father is the perfect Father, the only perfect Father. He loves His children. In fact, He has better plans for our lives than we could ever dream or imagine. If we know that He loves us and has good plans for His children, why is it so difficult to take Him at His word? God desires for us to obey simply because He said so. James Montgomery Boyce writes these words about Abram's response. This is faith. God has spoken, and Abram responds by believing God. Moreover, he believes not merely in some abstract intellectual sense, but in a positive and practical way. He obeys God and alters his life accordingly. God has told him to leave his country, his people, and his household, and he does this. Abram left as the Lord had told him. It is appropriate, therefore, that the author of Hebrews takes this beginning point of Abram's faith and holds it before us for an example, noting, by faith, Abraham, when called to go to a place he would later receive as his inheritance, obeyed and went, even though he did not know where he was going. That's from Hebrews 11, verse 8. Many of you who are listening today need to follow Abram's example. God is calling you. He has given you clear instructions. Your duty and your only wise course of action is to obey, going out in faith in Him who has given the command and made the promise. When Abram followed God in full obedience, he arrived in the land, but there was a problem that became a test of his obedience. Someone else was there before him. The text says in verse 6, the Canaanites were then in the land. This would be a test of faith under any circumstances, for God is about to say, to your offspring I will give this land. And how can it be given to Abram if someone else already possesses it? Besides, it was not just anybody who was living there. It was the Canaanites, that exceedingly wicked and violent people whom Israel later had to fight after crossing the Jordan under the command of Joshua. No matter how difficult the challenge, our responsibility is to obey just as the Lord commands us. Abram did, and God kept his promise. God always does. Some questions to consider. Why should it be easier to obey God than anybody else? I remember my parents saying, partial obedience is disobedience. I also remember the saying, delayed obedience is disobedience. In what ways have you been tempted to obey God partially, or perhaps delayed in your obedience to His command? And finally, what are your thoughts on the following quote? In what ways does it have multiple meanings, and how does it connect to today's devotion? From Augustine, wicked men obey from fear, good men from love. Thank you for joining us. Have a great day.